Well, thank you, Ivan, for that theme song he made us on Twitter at EpicMZK. Welcome to Alien Theorists Theorizing, Case File 4, Sweet Baby Alien Jesus.
That wasn't what we were going to call it, but that's way
that's,
better.
That's yeah. The name now.
So that's a user, a fan-submitted topic. Ivan, at EpicMZK on Twitter, asked us to discuss whether or not Jesus was in fact our Lord and Savior or just an alien. So,
or both.
Ivan, thank you for that theme song. That was awesome. We are so stoked to get anything. We are so stoked to get followers, first of all, and then for someone to take the time to make that was awesome. So thanks, Ivan.
I love that at the end, it's alien theorist theorizing.
That's a pretty good impression, man.
Was it good?
Yeah, that was pretty good.
Yeah, like
Ivan, I wonder, you know, get back to us. Is that your voice on there? Because it's a deep voice.
It might be an alien.
Space news.
I'm Zell.
Oh, I'm Brayden.
I'm Nick.
Man, you're bad at that.
Every fucking time, man.
You gotta say, you're 0 for 4.
Well, take it off me.
No,
like,
that's
I don't
fine.
Want
it's hard. I like it.
It's ongoing, you know, but like in the words of Dr. Ian Malcolm.
Come on.
Get it over really quick.
So space news. So there is a 15% chance of solar flares for December 15th and 16th. Pretty low. It's been pretty quiet on the solar flare front.
Nope.
So
no chance of global electronic meltdown.
Not yet. Not
boring.
Today.
Too
I'm
bad.
pretty bored. The last couple of days, there's been a Geminid meteor shower going on, and NASA's saying that it could possibly be on for a couple more days. So if you've seen it or you want to see it, get outside and get out of the light pollution and just
look
sit,
up,
have a beer and look up. Yeah, and I think that's all I got for space news.
Space news. Over.
Space news.
we should make Ivan. Can you make us something that's an intro to space news
and
then
outro.
an exit that just goes space news over
something? Yeah, use your creative.
But make it really cool.
Yeah, we're looking for something like between 30 seconds and 45 minutes. We need podcast filler.
Just fill it with themes and jingles. Yeah.
Or wacky radio station style.
So
just sound effects.
We need one of those hotkey buttons where we do sound effects.
Okay, I could rig that up.
Yeah, that'd be too bad.
Another time.
Okay, so let's get started. Alien Jesus. So first off, I want to say, I don't believe in Jesus at all. So this one is a tough one for me, Ivan, because one, I don't really believe in Jesus as a deity at all. Two, to try to find this information was so boring because we had to draw through so much religious crap. But anyways, I'm actually more down with the fact that Jesus was an alien than Jesus was the Son of God.
It's a way cooler story.
Yeah, I like
that's
like,
for sure.
It makes way more sense to me because I'm like, if that happened, if he did come and he was saved, you know, turned the water into wine and stuff, gee, was an alien for sure. 100%. There's no way. So that's my thought on it. Nick, where do you stand with our Lord and Savior?
Yeah, I mean, he seemed like a really neat guy if all the stories are true. or just maybe really tricky. I don't know. A tricky alien, perhaps.
Well, Family Guy had a good impression.
Yeah, that's like, you know, just a no.
Hey!
So basically, lots of theories out there say that I would say the biggest one has to be the ancient astronaut theory. And that is that, too close, too far.
You keep talking away from it.
Oh, do I? Okay. The ancient astronaut theory, and that's that aliens have come and visited us in the past and kind of shaped who we are through gene tampering and stuff. So some people think that, what's Jesus' mom's name? Mary. So the Immaculate Conception was actually aliens coming and impregnating Mary.
So Jesus was a hybrid?
Jesus is a hybrid. So he's half human.
Do you think it was consensual?
Or was no. I don't think it's rape if it's...
I think it's still rape, man. Artificial, you can totally get alien rape.
Artificial insemination, though.
By an alien.
Ooh, do you...
I think there still needs to be consent. I think when it comes to alien artificial insemination, consent is still important, man.
You know what? And that's... Let's put that in a strike against the alien Jesus, because if aliens are, in fact, so civilized, you think they would have some sort of consent going on?
Do you think they'd be so in your face about it with the whole Jesus thing if they were coming down? Do you think they'd be more sneaky about it? Would they just kind of, like, sneak some jeans in here and there? Or would they have some guy dancing around, like, water into wine? Oh, check me out! And
maybe,
like,
that's why he disappeared.
Maybe.
After his 30s, they were like, what the hell are you doing there?
your time is up.
He was the maverick alien who just wanted to show off.
You've blown it for everyone. Yeah.
There was actually just hundreds of thousands of aliens running around, but this Jesus guy was just like wanted to go show off to everybody.
Yeah, and they're like, and to be honest, that's what some of the theories say. Like, mm-hmm. Well, not that he was showing off, but that it's like he knew he was something else.
Mm-hmm. I'm not from this world.
Yeah, he says that in the Bible. I'm not from this world.
Often, yeah.
So that's to me, I'm like, okay, I'm not from this world. You're from another one then, obviously. there's only two possibilities there. So I don't know. It's hard. There's another one, like there's a whole bunch of things in the Bible that are kind of weird. I wrote a whole bunch of things.
Pretty much the whole thing.
it's a weird book.
The book of the Second King, I think that's the Old Testament. Mm. They talk about chariots of fire taking Elijah away in a whirlwind, and like it, depictions of that. It's like
an alien tractor beam
with like the whirlwind, like it's like the spinning of the disc, kind of like what we talked on episode one when I was nearly abducted.
You were nearly taken. I think
pretty close. Pretty close. But I don't know. It's weird because there's other references to the Nephilim, which are fallen angels who have had sex with humans. So they make angel hybrids.
Right.
And then people say that, like, we always depict them with wings, but it's kind of, they're like, they didn't actually have wings. Back in the day, people, because they could fly in ships, they would depict them with wings because they could fly, and that was how we would show people.
Seems like a jump.
I'm like, why wouldn't you just draw a ship? what they flew in a ship. Why do you have to add wings to them?
Where are these drawings? Are these just drawings or
like
descriptions?
Old paintings of angels and stuff that you see. They're like, I don't know.
The thing that always gets me in the Bible is just the so many translations from the original. Like, I think there's the Dead Sea Scrolls were some of like the earliest known copies of the Bible, and they're in whatever language from, I forget the language, but some ancient language that's been tried to be deciphered, and it's very different from like the King James Bible that's been translated like multiple times, and you like lose these descriptions of like, oh, it was this thing, it was kind of this thing, and it was sort of like this thing, and in those translations you get so much like farther from what the original
not to mention that it was only written 325 after death. So it's
a couple hundred years missed. Oral tradition, right? It was like oral tradition. Someone just write this down. It's like, what was that again? Aliens, I think. Yeah.
Yeah. Because like then, it's like, I mean, that's where now we're getting onto religion, but, you know, but it kind of
steer back to aliens.
Like it's hard though. And then like other people say that like other big historical figures were kind of alien hybrids. They talk about Moses. Moses could hear because he was telekinesis, because he was half aliens. That's how he got the commandments.
Right.
And that's how we could part the sea. Right. And you're like, that's to me, I'm like, that's way cooler.
Yeah.
Like, I'm down with that. Alien Moses was down there parting the sea.
As far as interest goes, definitely. Yeah.
Let my people go. Right.
Yeah.
But were they half his people, I guess, you know?
Yeah. He was a friendly guy, though.
Because then I was reading theories where, so aliens have come and they've taken. And again, I love this stuff, but this is a stretch. Right? This is getting.
You're an alien theorist theorizing, but we're stretching.
This is stretching for me. This is like, as soon as we get to religion, most of the time I'm just like, let's just pass that. But this, we're doing this for you, Ivan. Lots of people say that, like with Moses and stuff, so they're hybrids. I lost my train of thought already. This is the alien Jesus is too hard, man.
You know what it is? It's cool to think about that if it was aliens and the aliens were coming in the spaceships, the people at that time just couldn't decipher what they were, so they depicted them in these weird stories, and that's kind of, it's just kind of translated into a story like that.
And that's how you see it in like with like natural phenomenon and stuff. You see these like ridiculous like a tornado or something. You see them depicted as some kind of like angry deity or something, and it's just like things that you can't explain being characterized as something otherworldly or something. So if there's something actually otherworldly coming down,
yeah, and like all mythology too, like all the Titans and stuff are all depicted on storms. And
with the Moses thing, I've heard a theory about with the burning bush, and I forget where I read this or heard in a podcast or something, but being like the acacia bush, which is like rich in DMT.
I've heard that before too.
And that Moses was tripping on DMT when he saw God in the burning bush, and it was just like, it was the acacia bush was actually like a native plant to wherever he was, it was Egypt or whatever. And he was just like seeing this burning DMT bush and seeing God all of a sudden. He went back down to the hill and was like, "Hey guys, did you? God's up there. He's in this burning bush. You guys should go check it out."
I'm tripping.
Yeah.
If you're listening to this and you don't know what DMT is, watch the documentary A God Particle or The God Particle.
Isn't it called the Spirit Molecule?
Spirit Molecule. I don't know. One of the two. Look them both up. I'm sure one of them is the right one. We don't have time to fact check, as you know.
Freewheeling here.
But it talks about the drug in depth and clinical trials and stuff, and it's cool. Like, it makes you want to try it for sure. It
makes you turn into Moses, I think.
Yeah.
That's pretty the general story.
I'd part to see. Why not? Some other stuff we found when looking up alien Jesus. There is a cool one. And when I say cool one here, it was interesting, but further investigation, a little crazy. There's a book called the Urantia Book. And the Urantia Book is essentially, in my opinion, and I'm sure almost fact, they're a cult. 100% just a fucking loony cult. And they actually have some of the theories when they first say them are cool. And then as soon as you're like, oh, I want to look more into their theories, you start going, oh, come on. One of theirs is that there's been 5 alien missions to Earth. The first one being, so a million years ago, humans walked the Earth. We were savages, Neanderthals and whatnot, right? And the first alien mission was 2 people came to do a genetic study and to help us kind of further our consciousness.
Are these like humanoid alien stuff?
Yeah, Adam and Eve.
Okay.
Right, they're the first two. That was the first mission from aliens. It was Adam and Eve to kind of set us on our path. And then there's been 5. Now, I challenge anyone out there to try to find all 5, because as soon as you start to try to find the rest of them, you start to hit the cult nonsense really fast. But the Urantia Book, if you want to try to dive into that, there's some other stuff. The 4th mission was Jesus. He came.
So wait, they went from a million years ago all the way up to like 2,000 years ago? Like, there's a huge jump there from 5th to 4th.
The first mission was they took the DNA of apes and made humans.
And made humans.
And then they left for most of a million years and came back.
The second one was like 500,000 years later, they came back
to further on
our consciousness.
Okay.
Onto more of like a civilized, intelligent species. And then it was...
I couldn't find the 3rd one. Like, honestly.
We looked.
And I started to read the book a little bit, and I just, like, it's just such cult nonsense that I was just like, it's one of those, it's equal to Scientology. Like, when you start to read it, you're just like, oh my God. Like, I'm sure if anyone listens to this podcast and then reads the Urantia Book and then becomes in this cult, we're shutting the podcast down. That's it. No more podcasts.
Now, do you need to go someplace and join like a club?
You probably do. I bet the books are expensive. You know what? Illegally download those books. If you're
going
to get it,
I'll get the PDF version.
Allegedly.
Illegally.
We'll link all the sites you can find.
You know what? I don't know if
man.
You could do it. That's how rare it is to find.
Yeah, probably. But they claim it's the only book written by aliens. And I'm like, I doubt that. Come on.
So they have a pretty good grasp of the English language?
Yeah, really good.
Nice.
But it's garbage. it's nonsense.
Let's switch over. Let's just talk briefly about all these old paintings that have UFO influences in them. Have you ever seen these things?
I don't think so, no.
So UFO in the painting in the Madonna and the Saint Giovannino?
And
it's a guy in the background, so it's... it's Madonna, the saint, and in the background there's this guy. He's standing there, and he's looking up, and he's got his hand raised to his forehead, and there's this, like, UFO-looking shape in the distance. And this was in the 15th century. And, there's lists of them, so you should – everyone look them up. I'll just give you a few more.
We'll throw them up on our Twitter.
Yeah, we'll put a few on Twitter,
We'll put them up on Twitter, or we'll put the site up on Twitter as soon as we're finished this podcast.
Like, they have the UFO of the baptism of Christ – or a painting of that, and there's like a UFO looking thing with like three beams beaming down onto Jesus Christ.
They're not like, are they supposed to be stars or something? Or are they just,
they don't really,
they look suspicious. If you want to lean over and take a quick peek, so this is a Madonna one.
Okay, we're just gonna start. We're gonna have a good look at these. We'll be right back.
All right. So we're back on. They are cool. Like, we'll put them up on Twitter. Let us know what you guys think. It's definitely interesting to see so many disc objects and paintings. But yeah, Nick, you said it. Like, it could just be they could be trying to do the light of the heavens. There's some that are like,
some look pod-like and some look like an opening of the sky. You know, but some do have a very pod-like structure. It's weird.
So the ones in the crucifixion, it's straight up people riding meteors. So that's a weird one. Like, that's a weird thing to draw, right? Like, you're like, oh, I'm going to draw this crucifixion. You know what? You know what this needs? A fucking more sick guy driving his whip, which is a meteor. So
space cowboy style.
I don't know if that proves Jesus was an alien, but it's interesting.
Let's just say it does. It does.
Nevertheless, it's
proven.
It's much cooler to think of Jesus and other like historical religious figures as being some type of advanced civilization coming here to kind of guide us towards being more like them.
You think there'd have to be something pretty special for someone to be remembered throughout millennia? You know, something had to be pretty cool about them, regardless.
The stories they have that have come down with generations just are so unbelievably stupid. Like, honestly, like Noah's Ark and like stuff like that. If someone ever tries to like explain religion, like, what about Noah's Ark? I'm like, what about it? It's like the stupidest idea. It goes against like all science. Like,
it's a big boat.
Just two animals of every species come from all over the world, and then they miraculously repopulate the entire world. It just doesn't.
But you're missing something here.
Spaceship?
No. What if Noah was an alien hybrid who had the powers to talk to animals? What if he was a beast tamer?
And the Ark wasn't a boat, but a spaceship flying around picking people up.
They
didn't come to him, he came to them.
See, I like that theory of Noah way better already. I'm like, okay, now that's
it's sexier.
Me, yeah. You know, it's flashy. You can make a movie out of that. I'd watch that. Get rid of Russell Crowe.
Yeah.
Make a way better
Mel Gibson on the phone.
Yeah.
He needs to do a new Jesus movie soon. Mel, we got
Mel,
a good one for
we got
you.
An idea.
you'll never believe this, but here are so.
Passion of Alien Christ.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. But it's, and then like, yeah, I read that like, that's how he took so much punishment because he was this half alien and he heals and that's how he was resurrected. His body went into some sort of unconscious like healing process and he awoke 3 days and he's alien hybrid, so he just like moves the boulder.
It makes more sense.
Okay, now I'm not saying that that's what I believe, but I'm saying that makes more sense than just a regular guy like you or me is the son of God and he doesn't realize it until his 30s and then he vanishes.
Son of God powers.
And then you never hear from him again after he's 30.
Mm. It's
just so much more
he
believable.
He retired, man. He retired.
He's just like,
it's tough being Jesus.
I peaked. I'm done. So if I was going to believe a story, I would way rather believe alien Jesus and then he left, right? They came and they're like, your mission's done.
This earth sucks.
Yeah, like they're not picking up what you're putting down, Jesus.
They're really not a fan of
you. We'll leave these fuckers to their demise.
Then there was one I was reading where, oh man, these aliens were doing genetic tests, like they're doing gene splicing and gene tampering and stuff. And it used to be all white people, the world, all white people.
Okay,
and they came down, and they tampered with the genes, and I'm quoting the documentary we watched. they created the colors.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Yes.
That was so, like, and they did that because they want us to learn to live with races that don't look alike.
They didn't do a good job, I guess.
Yeah, it's not going good right now.
I think pigmentation of skin has a lot to do with
geography.
Yeah.
That's what our science tells us.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's nice of them.
You know what? Donald Trump has to blame aliens then for all these Muslims that he hates so much.
Well, no, Muslims are a religion. That's not a race. I could be Muslim.
That's true, I guess. But you still got to blame the aliens.
Yeah.
When in doubt, blame the aliens.
I hope he builds a wall in the sky.
Space wall.
You know what you should do? Build two walls and then a roof. They need all sides.
A dome.
Yeah. But that was kind of, I was like, okay, I guess with that one, the gene tampering. And then it also talked about,
you're struggling here.
It is. Cause every time these ones are just, to me, the religion already so far fetched for me. And then, like, these ones are just, there's no facts, right? When, like, I like to read stuff where I can, like, there's some facts to back, like, the pyramid shit, right? There's facts to kind of back it up, and you're like, yeah, that's weird. Like, I can't explain that, and I understand it's weird, but this is just, like,
straight speculation.
Jesus is all speculation, and then this is, like, people speculating on speculation, and it's, to me, like, it's far-fetched. I apologize, Ivan. We're just not religious, so this is a tough one. It would have been nice. We should have got a really religious person on here.
So I could just pretend.
It's too late.
I haven't told about my Mormonism, man. Let's talk Joseph Smith.
Yeah. Okay, so there's another one where they said the reason why the Jews are so centered in everything is because they were the genetic test group.
Okay.
So they were protecting them?
And the documentary said they chose the Jews because they were more likely to stick together and not venture out of their ethnicity.
Oh, shit. Did they genetically make them like that to try to?
No, but that's why they started doing gene tests with them.
Oh, they were the base. Like
they were like the test group.
Okay, gotcha.
Right, and obviously, you know, people didn't like it.
Right,
because throughout history.
Gotcha. So everyone was jealous that they were
having
a
tough time.
They were the favorites of the aliens.
So if you got a Jewish friend who's awesome, you know, maybe part alien. That's what I got out of watching.
Explains
these,
a lot
out of all these. But it was like that. Then all this stuff is just it's bad.
It's hilarious.
Like, it's like not too much. Everything we watched that we were really like fascinated about really had nothing to do with Jesus or religion. Like, some of these cults and stuff that like we kind of stumbled onto, we're going to talk about one time. I don't know when. There was a cult that did mass suicide in Canada called the Order of the Solar Temple.
Oh, it's just the best name though.
Yeah. Like I would join that cult. Like that sounds cool. That's
a video game right there. Yeah. Like someone makes something called that.
Order of the Solar Temple.
I always have to ruin it with mass suicides.
Yeah, I know. Why? You had such a cool name. You had so much. You could have had so many more members.
Could have had a movie. Because you
would die and then they say you would go before a tribunal and they would decide if you were a good enough person to move on to the next level of your evolution into your next spirit. And so on.
Don't drink the Kool-Aid.
Kool-Aid.
No, that was the one you're talking about there. That was Marshall Applewhite with Heaven's Gate cult.
Oh.
And that was that crazy one where they were all marching and stuff, remember? And they had like the big fair.
They had a cult fair?
Oh, yeah, it was weird. Oh, and they were walking with banners of all the spiritual worlds and stuff. Like, I mean,
if I'm making a cult, there's going to be a fair involved.
It's weird. It's weird stuff watching that. You got anything else? Anyone else? You got some other stuff you want to talk about with the religious figures?
Well, for me, it's a cool idea, but I still believe I was always a big fan of Zeitgeist and that theory of religion. Has to just have to do with the stars and the sun and the constellations.
Run it down. Give us a summary.
Of the whole movie of Zeitgeist?
No, just of what they, like what they're...
Well, I like to believe that religion was just based on the stars and the constellations and how the Earth moved through space and the rotation of Earth would like point different directions at different times, given us like different ages. And right now we're in the age of Aquarius, which I think Jesus means like in some languages like the water bearer or something weird. Aquarius means the water bearer, and that's supposed to be related to Jesus. And so it comes with the 12 apostles are the 12 constellations, which goes through throughout the year, like the world spins through. And a cross is the center is the sun, and the cross points are the equinox and the solstice. And it like that's just kind of like people have passed stories down from generation about that. And they depicted just kind of like we said, this kind of like gained a body and a name, and the story became the Bible. And the Bible was, and then the Bible was used in a form to control people for forever, pretty much until now. And now, now we're breaking free.
I think religion throughout the millennia has always been to kind of a man's attempt to explain what they don't know, or you know, what's out there. And we were talking before about in the pyramid one about so many different civilizations who had an understanding of the celestial bodies and like their kind of looking up and seeing patterns and over the years and the generations and stuff.
The patterns become stories, and stories become legends, and
just kind of grasping it, putting a understanding on what they have no idea what they're, what's going on, because fuck, we still don't know what's going on.
No, so I believe that, and I would like to believe too that maybe it was aliens that created us, maybe even kind of taking like from Prometheus, like them going and like terraforming planets with life, and maybe that's how it all starts.
Yeah, that's, I used to read like ways like of how speed, like how civilizations is, again, all speculation, how the best way to go about kind of living on, and it would be to like make robots who just send almost like dirty bombs that are just biological weapons that just crash on planets and just kind of infect everything with biological material and stuff from like your world,
right
and then you just
keep the species going,
then you just let it grow, right, and let it evolve, and you know, maybe it comes just out similar,
seeding around the but universe, it's all your,
thing, spreading the seed, sowing the oats.
I don't know how I feel about like the whole keeping the species going in that way. I mean, if it's not like, it's just like if I just know like some general humans are on like some planet way over there, it's, and we blow up our world, it's like fuck. Well, it'd be cool if we could like keep things going here. You know?
Yeah,
it's like fuck those guys over there. Not relationship to them.
Give up so quick. AI, let's pack it in. Yeah. On to the next one. Yeah. Pile in. Yeah. Oh, we'll be long gone. Oh man. Yeah, that's cool thoughts though about that. We should do a, we should do one on that one time.
Planet seeding.
Planet seeding. Yeah, that'd be cool. Anything else? Should we jump? Should we jump ship from Alien Jesus onto some other stuff?
I don't have. I wouldn't have any more other than just more speculation upon speculation.
Yeah, it's at this point.
Can't we just start bringing up the hard facts about Alien Jesus? Don't we have the book of hard facts about Alien Jesus?
In every picture you see of Jesus, he looks like an alien. That's what all I got.
And it's weird though, because I wanted to get that book, but they were all, the library was out.
It's a popular book.
Yeah, man. Everyone has, apparently everyone wants it. The waiting list for it was long. So it's like, what's that one book, the Quran, where there's only like one and they just pass it around? It's kind of the same thing with the hard facts on Jesus. So it's slow. If you happen to get it, anyone listening, send it to us.
Or scan it. Throw it on the internet. Come on.
Yeah, come on, help some guys out. Hard facts out on Jesus, we're looking for it. So yeah, other things, I really want to do one on, we're going to do one, someone requested we do one on the Stonehenge. We were going to tag that on to this one, but I think we're going to do one just on those kind of man-made, because there's man-made, you know,
those like unexplained, those man-made things. Yeah,
it's getting late.
Toys
it's past
from
my
China.
The unexplained.
You know what I'm trying to say.
Like Stonehenge, as one with the pyramids.
Nazca lines
in
Peru, and like stuff. Easter Island, some weird stuff like that.
Göbekli Tepe, Turkey.
What's that one?
20,000 years ago, man. It's it was. It's like a sort of like past 10 years they've like discovered this structure in Turkey that's this they've unearthed it, and the carbon dating from like around the stones and like the same level at the burial site is they're dating for like 20,000 years old, like further
yeah you mentioned that on the pyramid one. Yeah, that's really cool too,
further back from like any other structures they found.
We're gonna do that too. And I also read that they found a super henge
super henge
kind of by the Stonehenge. It's bigger, but I was kind of looking stuff up. I just crossed that, so that hasn't been fact checked. I don't know.
Put an asterisk beside it said Superhenge,
and I was like, I bookmarked it because I was like, I'll read that later. Keep that for some
we'll
late
dive
night.
Into that guy.
That'll be some bathroom material. Okay, so whoever requested for Stonehenge, that's coming down the pipe. Don't worry. Let's shift gears. We got another Twitter request. Leon, at Leon Andy Row 1, he wanted us to look into the missile above California. Now, so basically what happened is, this was recently too. This was last month.
Yeah, not that long.
This was like 2 weeks ago, actually.
Well, probably longer than that, but...
November 7th. That's the day. Or November 8th. November 7th or 8th, it was seen. And now it was essentially like a giant blue object in the sky. And it gathered lots of attention right away and then kind of died on every kind of social media and whatnot. And the official report was it was the Navy was test firing a Titan II missile off the southern coast of California, which to me, we kind of talked about it last night. It's like two things. It's super weird that they test fire a missile so close to such a big city and metropolitan area. And then like to fire one at night, like it just seems like all that seems weird because it just seems like it's going to induce panic. Like, don't you think that any kind of missile in the sky you're going to see, you're going to be like, whoa, God, like, oh my God.
Have they tested their, is that like a testing range or something? Is that?
Well, it came out of a submarine.
Came on a sub,
came off
yeah.
the coast.
So they say. Now it's weird because again, I don't understand why you would fire one like at night so close to the cities. And then we looked up videos of the Titan II rocket launch because you can find them. Lockheed Martin's YouTube and stuff shows them being fired and stuff. And it looks nothing. It doesn't leave the same tail pattern, nothing. Nothing leads me to believe that this is the same. It's, in fact, a Titan II missile, like they said. The closest thing we could find that even looks similar, which is still not 100% close, is about a year ago. I think it was a year. No, 2 months ago, they fired an Atlas rocket off the coast of Miami, and it had the same kind of tail pattern. So that leads me to believe. Why don't we take a break real quick, show Nick the video, and then we'll come back on, and we can speculate a little on it.
Okay.
So that was really cool. We watched the video with the... we live?
One second before we restart. Your mic's not working.
Check. No?
Or maybe it's too far away.
Bring it in.
All right.
Yeah, so that second... that video with the secondary ignition was really cool looking. There's that spiral pattern of something coming off it.
Is his mic cutting in and out?
I don't know.
Check.
I think it is.
Check.
No, you're registering. You're still recording.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay, then it's just me. It's coming in through my headphone weird.
Really?
Yeah.
Even when I do
now,
this,
now I hear you. It's good.
Fine?
But then
it
sometimes
right?
It sounds like you're just cutting in and out. Anyways, so we watched the video.
Yeah, I was just saying the secondary, some kind of secondary ignition or something. In this weird spiral motion, which was really weird looking. I don't know. I don't have any experience looking at missiles taking off, so I have no frame of reference to.
Okay, let's go with what they say. It's a Trident II, mm-hmm. which is a long range missile launched from a submarine.
Okay,
and it's like a 3-stage rocket, so it has they shoot it, has initial stage where the rockets blast off and takes off, and I guess a second stage is what we're seeing where it. Like blasts off like a secondary engine and goes twice as fast, and the third stage must be higher up in orbit or something. But
now, having said all that, how many Trident II videos did we watch yesterday? Did we see anything even close to that?
Did you see ones at night? Did you watch?
There was some like in the dusk and evening, mm-hmm. but it's still you still just see the flame and you see that like that hard just hard tail like a jet. Mm-hmm. Nothing so wide. Like, that's the weird thing to me. Now, I'm not going to chalk it up to aliens because I don't think that is any kind of alien or anything like that. Could it be some sort of, you know, new weapon they're testing or firing? Maybe. It's just all, it is weird that they're shooting it so close to, like, isn't California, like, isn't that area like the most?
That's a UFO hotspot.
Is it?
Yeah.
And like,
for sure.
To me, like, all that's really weird. It's like someone wasn't thinking if that, like, if that's in fact they're firing missiles.
I'd have to, like, it'd be interesting to talk to people around there and see, is that like an area where there's frequent testing or something, or if it was just kind of like, hey, we got this extra missile hanging around, you want to give it a shot? Because there are areas where the Navy tests.
I'm sure, but you think they would do it out of the sight, like, you know, how hard is it to just, you know, put that boat into the, you know, further into the ocean there and then fire, you know, to your heart's delight?
Well, I guess you'd see it from a long range, but yeah, just shoot it right off the coast.
Yeah, like,
I'm not sure how far off the coast they said, but it couldn't have been that far.
Mm-hmm. Anyways, we'll post that video on our Twitter because it is definitely cool to see. Like, that secondary ignition is really something to see. I've never seen anything like that in my life. I would love to see that, out in the sky.
Yeah. It's cool because if you look in the one of the videos, if you look close, there's one video that slows it down. There's it looks like a satellite blinking in the tail, like following it the whole way, and all of a sudden the missile goes out. Mm. And now I want the conspiracy that I heard and watched one video of a guy. He says that because that it's supposed to be a 5-minute flight in those Trident II rockets, and it was something only like a minute 30. So his conspiracy was it was a UFO in the tail and ended up shooting the rocket out of the sky before it could finish his test flight. So there's a conspiracy.
I like it.
Look at the video, see if you can find the one with one guy talking about it, let us know, because it's pretty cool. But
it's actually, that's the video. If you go on, I'm just going to say this one, we're not going to post this one on Twitter. The video where he's talking about where you see the object following in the missile's tail it's called Are You Ready? Best UFO Videos of September. And it's by on YouTube, you can find them, The Third Phase of the Moon. And they have the video with the light and the tail. It's cool stuff to watch. Really cool. Hey, what? How are we looking for time?
I think 45 minutes.
We're 45.
No, we're not. Not even 40 minutes.
Not even 40 minutes. Okay, we got some more stuff to talk about, anyways. So then that's the missile over Cali.
I was down in Florida back in June. And we went to, they had a SpaceX flight, like a launch that was going.
Sweet.
So me and my dad, like, bombed down to Kennedy. Well, we did Kennedy Space Center, like, the whole tour. It's awesome down there. So cool. But then we posted up on the beach for, like, where the proper viewing of the launch was supposed to be. And so we're all ready. And we had the countdown on, like, the radio and everything. And we got down to, like, it was like 45 seconds and they scrubbed it because of a cloud cover moving in, and it was tragic. Oh. We were doing all the internet research and found the best place to view the launch and everything. There was hundreds of people there and it was tragic. And then we left the next day, and they ended up doing it like the day after we left.
Bastards.
I know.
Yeah, that'd be cool to see.
That would be.
Kennedy Space Center is awesome, though. That place is so cool.
Where is that exactly? Florida?
It's just kind of 2 hours outside of Orlando or something.
Did you go in like the wind tunnel where you can float?
No. It's more like kind of old rockets and stuff. They have a
museum kind of style.
Yeah, yeah, big time. They have Discovery. The what's like the latest the shuttles. The Discovery was like one of the most recent shuttles, and it was like just recently
they just stopped it, right?
Yeah. I think it was like 2012 or something, and they have the full Discovery like hanging in one of the hangars. You can go and walk around.
That's the one that kind of has is like a kind of like an airplane
looking. The white ones it looks like
the classic style.
Yeah, and you can just walk under it and see like marks all over it where, you know, space dust has knocked it and stuff. You just want to be like, oh man,
touch it.
Yeah, it's wild. It's super cool down there.
Oh man,
didn't see any aliens.
Gotta put that on my bucket list now.
Oh, it's cool.
Kennedy Space Center, that'd be so cool. There's a place down in Oliver Soyuz, and it's called the Observatory Bed and Breakfast.
Okay.
And I guess the owner of it, he's the largest private owner of observatories in North America. Weird. He's got like, I think 10 or 12 like big ones all over North America. And he has a bed and breakfast one where you go And at night you go up there with him. I guess you have some hot chocolate or something. And he will tune the telescope to whatever you want to see. The rings of Saturn, ooh, wherever.
Pretty high-powered telescope.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wild.
So I have some friends who went and they were like, oh, it was awesome. I was like, oh, what'd you get him to look at? They're like, the rings of Saturn. And it was just as amazing as you would expect.
Yeah,
and I was like, oh, man. So I was talking to him and we were like, oh, we should go do the bed and breakfast. No homo. And try to get this guy on a podcast. Because, I mean, if there's anyone that's got some weird theories or seen some shit.
Take the podcast on the road. Yeah. You ever been down to the radio observatory down in like Caledon area?
No.
Just like on the way to Oliver. It's just like past Penticton. It's just like radio observatory. And it's just like way out in the middle of the desert. Away from anything. It's one we were talking to. I've been down there a couple of times. My buddy has a place just near there, and we're talking with the scientist there, and he said that the way it's situated, it's in the mountains, so that it's the least amount of radio interference in, you know, most of BC, and so it's like this perfect area, and they have like radio telescopes. They're not exactly like, you don't see a picture, right? But they put all this information into a computer and blow up all these like crazy looking like nebula and stuff that they see. It's so cool. And they're just like doing research there all the time. It's more of like a research station than it is like a place to hang out.
Than a bed and breakfast.
Yeah, exactly. But equally as cool.
Man, I'd like to go.
Yeah.
Man, I've always wanted to go to the Big White Observatory.
Yeah, I've driven by it 100 times.
Me
too.
Like, it's insane.
There.
And so we should try to do that one time. Because I imagine they do it in the winter now, more so than the summer.
Yeah, I don't know.
Because who goes up there in the summer? Or maybe they only do it in the summer. And they don't
know,
do it in the winter.
I pass by the road all the time and it's always snowed over. Like, yeah, I was up there yesterday and there's no tracks or anything up there. Mm.
We'll have to find out.
Do some Googling.
We should look that up. Yeah. But that would be fun. I would like to do that.
There's a lot of space-oriented people around the Okanagan.
Yeah, it is. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like it.
There's the Okanagan Astronomy Club I've talked to a couple times. They're pretty rad.
See if they get any UFO stories.
Yeah.
Sure they do. They have that, I think I talked about it last time. They have that trip down to Soyuz.
Yeah, you did tell us that.
Mount Kobu or something, where they do an annual trip for the Perseid meteor shower. They spend a week up there just camping and checking out stars.
Holy.
Yeah. Bunch of space nerds just loving life.
I don't know. I couldn't do it for a week, but I'd definitely go for a weekend.
Yeah,
wait till you're retired, and then you can do the week.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, it's not a bunch of 20-somethings. Yeah. I'm not sure.
less beers than we're imagining, probably.
Yeah. Yeah, so some cool stuff on this podcast. Alien Jesus. We've got...
You be the judge.
Cali Missile. Yeah, you can be the judge. We're doing this one for the fans. You guys.
For the fans.
Whatever you guys want us to talk about, let us know. We will talk about it. Unless we have a special guest, which we do on next podcast. We have Dan Work, who's ex-military, who's coming in live from Thailand. And we're going to have him on Skype, and he's going to blow your minds. He wants to talk about some,
it's a huge one.
It's a huge one. And this guy, he's been messaging me nonstop. Like, he can't wait. So, we're doing one, Case File 5 with Dan Work from Thailand.
Operation High Jump.
Yeah.
If you're familiar.
And,
if not, stay
tuned and you're going to be blown away. You want to tell them about Hayden?
Hayden, you're the man. Found us on our website, emailed us. I'm not sure if he's ex-military or he's currently in the military, but he was during this story that he wrote us, and we're going to try and get him on. He had an experience out in the Mojave Desert that seems like a legit UFO story, chased by F-15 fighters or whatever they are and everything.
American military?
He said Marine Corps Reserves or something. So.
Hey, dude.
And we did some background information about where he was and stuff, and facts are checking out. And some other things kind of arose when we were investigating his claims, and we're excited to have him on. very excited.
That's a cool place to have a sighting.
Yeah.
We won't tell you why quite yet.
Yeah, we'll blow the lid off that one when we get Hayden on.
Leaving you on the edge of your seat.
Yeah. Oh, Nick will tell you after the podcast. We'll fill you in. It's cool stuff. So we do have some podcasts coming back. Mr. Conspiracy will be back December 22nd.
Making a triumphant return.
So we'll have him on, and I think he wants to bring his little lizard friend. The only living lizard person I know, Mr. Schnitzler. So we'll see if he comes on or not.
He does some reptilian.
Yeah, I'll post a picture of him. He looks like a lizard man. So and those two guys love the lizard man theories. So
they love, who doesn't though?
They love every conspiracy. Mr. It's fun listening to
him. Mr. Conspiracy honestly watches a video on anything. If he were on this podcast right now, we gave him some of the videos of Alien Jesus, he'd be on here preaching Alien Jesus right now.
Praise him.
Yeah. Praise sweet Alien Jesus. But he loves, like, he loves. And the best thing about Mr. Conspiracy is, I know for a fact, Mr. Conspiracy is way too lazy to listen to the podcast. So we can just rag on Mr. Conspiracy when he's not here. He's lazy.
He's fucking lazy.
He's super lazy. But he's got some stuff. I was talking to him today. He's got some stuff that he thinks will blow your minds. He's going to try to blow our minds is what happens, and we're going to be the level-headed, I guess, and we'll
judge and jury.
Let him down early.
I usually can't hold it together. Yeah, he, like, but he starts talking.
He just loves the ones that are way out there. Like the lizard, Obama has a lizard army bodyguard.
Who doesn't
and
like
stuff.
A good lizard person conspiracy? Come on.
Me too. I love them. But that's coming up. Listen to that. We're going to try to get more out. We have some fans now. We've been getting some messages,
feeling
back
the pressure.
And forth. Yeah, so it's kind of nice. I'll give a call out here. Arlene, what's going on, Arlene? On Twitter, at Goddess Arlene.
Who's Arlene?
She's the one who messaged us. She wanted us to talk about some more of our experiences, like when me and Mr. Conspiracy may or may not have had an alien encounter. Listen to Case File 1. We will, once we have Mr. Conspiracy back on, maybe we'll dedicate 15 minutes to go back and really kind of walk through the story start to finish. And, we'll see. We kind of did it. I'm not sure what more is to be talked about it really, but Arlene, if you have questions about it, send them to us and we will gladly answer them. But thanks for the follow and you're awesome.
Wait, was that the hot girl?
Yeah,
Arlene.
She was pretty good looking.
Arlene.
And, you know, we had some people saying that no one would listen to us, only 40-year-olds in their parents' basements. And Arlene is, I guess, the contrary to, or what did they say? There's always for every rule, there's a contradiction.
You might be getting catfished.
Maybe. Oh, I thought you were going to give me an Ian Malcolm quote.
Oh, yeah? Well, you know, life will find a way.
That's not relevant, but whatever.
Yeah, just throw it in there. Yeah, so that's, I think, anyone got any other news? Did I have any news written down? No. I think that's it.
I think that's it.
Beautiful.
Meteor-recording.com. Small room, big sound. If you're anywhere in the Kelowna, BC area, or know anyone there, Send them our way. We got half price rates on all our services.
And follow us on Twitter at Truth Is Out There.
T-H-U-R-R.
Our Twitter game's been picking up. I try to.
You post a lot.
Well, I try to, you know, I try to keep the fans happy.
Maybe I'll make an account just so I can follow
a rival.
you'll confuse the fans.
follow at Truth Is Out There too. two rival podcasts or Twitter accounts. And we've been getting lots of podcast love from other podcasts. They've been messaging us and telling people to follow us. We appreciate that. We may not listen to your podcast right away. Well, we're working on it. We're also lazy. So,
and if you want, it'd be awesome. A couple of people have already on iTunes. Go give a four. I give a 5-star review. Come on. Some guy gave us a 4, but it was still a good review.
Yeah.
Who puts the effort in to give a 4?
Yeah.
Go 5.
You know what the weird thing is? The guy who wrote the 4-star review wrote a way better review than the guy who wrote the 5-star review.
Go
like
figure.
The guy who wrote the 5-star review was like, yeah.
I appreciate
good.
The guy with the 4-star though, because his was good. We'd always be a little better.
Yeah, always. We're always striving. Hey, nobody's perfect. Right.
It's the striving for excellence.
Except for Mr. Perfect. He was perfect.
Yeah. Awesome wrestler. We're big fans of wrestlers, 80s wrestlers on this podcast. You know, maybe he was alien hybrid.
Another conspiracy.
We'll have to
episode 6.
Episode 6. Was Mr. Perfect?
He was just too good at
hybrid
everything.
Alien.
Anyways.
Okay. Well, let's wrap that up. It's so late, man. We tried to do this one earlier, but Nick blew it. So.
Yeah, Nick, whatever.
Nick, do you want to You want to plug anything? You want to plug your podcast? I read your blog, by the way. You know, why don't you plug your Twitter so then our fans can get on you to write more? Because your blog
hasn't been updated. Called out here.
Your blog.
Nick, N-I-C-H, Johansen, J-O-H-A-N-S-E-N.
That's his full name.
His full name. Steal his identity.
There you go. That's me.
Nick works for Castnet. He's a writer. You can check his blog out and stuff. He's got awesome stuff. Awesome guy. We always like having him on.
Yeah, they're too kind.
We're just pumping your tires for the podcast.
I'll take it. I'll take it.
Just like Mr. Conspiracy, we talk shit when you're not here.
I'm okay with that.
Okay.
Cool. That was fun.
Yeah, are we done?
Well, you forgot to sign your sign off.
Hey, just keep those eyes on the skies.
Right on. Alien Theorist.